Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
We're going to go into your phone calls and your thoughts. Also, I do want to say congratulations to our other co-host, Aria DiMezzo. We hadn't really known for sure. Last night, we kind of had a feeling that it was going to go in this direction, and it has. She has been confirmed. It's official. Aria DiMezzo, co-host here on Free Talk Live, and trans activist, anarchist, the high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church here in Keene, is going to be on the ballot as the candidate for the Republicans for Cheshire County Sheriff of New Hampshire.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
That's real.
Cool. I'm trying to remember if I bet her anything on that race.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, if she doesn't remember either, then you're in the clear.
One thing I want to say, being in New Hampshire for only 2 years, if anyone's thinking about moving to New Hampshire, I already know several people that were on ballots in different districts, right, after just 2 years.
Right, and you really barely know anyone.
Right,
really.
Yeah, exactly. So
you kind of kept to yourself up until this year, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty cool to be able to actually know people on the ballot. That most people can't say they know anybody.
Right, you feel really connected to, democracy here in New Hampshire.
I mean, it still sucks. Democracy is still terrible, but at least we have people running who are proponents of the ideas of liberty. And
right, which is important, definitely.
The worst kind of democracy is the one where only your enemies are permitted to participate.
Yeah.
Let's continue here. We've got Steve. He's in Fort Smith, Arkansas, as well, listening to KFPW. Go ahead, Steve.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind?
I'm really excited that was the second caller besides myself that's called in from Fort Smith. So in the last couple of weeks, so I've called several times and talked to you guys, but
I recall
the dude from Arizona. He is a real good example of a Christian.
It's totally Jesus would totally call and threaten somebody's life.
Yeah. I think that he needs to probably look in the mirror and realize that you're not gonna put a Bible on the end of a stick and hit someone like Thor with it and get any result. I can disagree with what you guys say sometimes. And there are times when I do, but I found the show because, I'm kind of in and out of my car a lot at work, and I listen to some of the conservative talk shows because, I'm a conservative.
So and that's all that's on the radio, basically, with the exception of this show.
Yeah, liberals got the TV, conservatives got the radio.
That's true.
Right. Well, I listen to Seb Gorka and some of those guys. And I don't, like I've said before, those guys, Trump's got rainbows shooting out of his butt. And then you watch TV and he's the spawn of Satan. and so the truth is always somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in between, yeah.
Right. But, I happen to get in the car. I get off work at 6. You guys' show was on. You've actually caused me to do a lot of research into the Libertarian Party. There are some things that I could really get behind.
Yeah.
There are some other things that, I don't really agree with as a whole.
Like what? Pick one of those things.
Yeah, give us one thing to change your mind.
No, personally, I'm not a big fan of decriminalizing drugs.
Interesting.
Not to say that. Maybe for marijuana and some of that stuff, I can maybe see that.
Do you think that people's lives are, drug addicts, like somebody that is just terribly addicted to heroin or something terrible like that, do you think that spending 5 years in prison is going to make their life better?
Probably not, unless they had some kind of a program that would really help them. But here's my point. I think that it's all situational. I think different people have different experiences. I'm 42 years old, never tried marijuana.
Okay.
Never wanted to. I've never had the urge to because
have you had a drink?
Home. Yeah, I'll drink occasionally, but I mean, I've probably been drunk 5 times in my life.
Okay.
I was in a fraternity and played football in college, so I had plenty of opportunities.
Sure. You could have, if you'd wanted to, killed yourself with alcohol, legally.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But I choose to, I have to be kind of in control of what I'm doing.
I don't blame you.
I don't like that I've, been there where I didn't really remember everything from the night before, and I was like, that's not good. And whether you're strung out on heroin or so drunk that you black out, I think it's the same thing.
But the difference is, if you're strung out on heroin and you get caught with some heroin, you could go to prison. And if you're strung out on alcohol and you get caught with some alcohol, as long as you're not behind the wheel of a car, you're the worst case in most places is you're going to end up in the drunk tank for a night and then release the next morning.
But the reason that I chose not to ever try drugs of any kind is because I grew up in a home where it was prevalent.
Yeah, you saw how bad it could be.
I saw how it affected our family.
Right.
I mean, my sister's been a meth addict for the last 15 years.
And the whole time it's been illegal.
Do what?
My point is, if your sister's been a meth addict for 15 years, she's been illegally a meth addict for 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
You said in and out of jail.
The law didn't help.
It didn't help her.
No, it didn't help her. But, she's stolen from our family.
And you know why, right?
Because she wants to get high again.
Yeah, and because it's expensive.
Well, let me give my position on this, because I spent 22 years going to a 12-step program for addicts and alcoholics, and the thing is, what they say there is that until somebody is ready to recover, you should just leave them alone.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean to overlook things like theft. If somebody's stealing, then prosecuting them for theft is not unreasonable. But if somebody is just having a hard time of it, and is, maybe they're not able to be present in their life for whatever reason, and so they're escaping into drugs, putting them in prison generally, in my experience, make them worse. And I saw so many people come into AA because they just got arrested, and, they're doing well, and they're recovering, and they're getting right with people, and things are getting better for them, and then their charges catch up with them, and they find themselves in prison for a while, because, the thing that got them going to AA in the first place is they got arrested, and when they come back, it's like they were buried in a pet cemetery. It's like the light inside of them is gone, and you can't work with them anymore, because addiction is a spiritual, I believe, malady, and it needs a spiritual solution, and you can't do that when the spirit has been extinguished by prison. And that's why I say no more prison. Let the leave it to the clergy and the doctors.
Well, it's also worth pointing out, you can also get drugs in prison.
So we'd have to be locked down tighter than any prison if we're going to keep all the drugs out.
Right. And, the thing, for 3.5 years, I worked at a 90-day residential treatment facility for boys 15 to 24, which I always thought was weird. You stick a 15-year-old in there with a 24-year-old man, and they're living in a cabin with 8 other dudes.
Awkward.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's such different stages in their lives, but, I realized that a lot of the boys that came there is because they were court ordered to come there. And this wasn't like a state run. This was a privately run Christian, 90-day treatment facility. We had Major League Baseball players, kids that were there. We had, owners of large companies, that I won't name on the air.
Right. People who will never have their kids get in real trouble, for getting caught with drugs.
It's like, $40,000 to send your kid there for 90 days. And we had kids that went through the program twice. I've been a youth minister out of college. Mm-hmm. I did that for a couple of years, and I did it some while I was in college. I'd gotten a job with Walmart, the evil empire, out of college. And I miss working with young people, and I've always had a soft spot for people who struggle with substance abuse because I was around it so much. you know, that I went back to that.
Steve, if you want, you can hang on. We can continue the discussion about the war on drugs and how it is completely futile and counterproductive. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Maxwell sees a scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here. Now, if you've got a WordPress website, and a lot of people do, a lot of websites run by WordPress, and if you're selling something on your WordPress site through the WooCommerce platform on WordPress, very popular platform for selling things, then you're ready to start taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash, Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin SV. Now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. All you got to do is go to AnyPayInc.com to set up your account. If you don't have one yet, that'll take you just a few minutes. AnyPayInc.com, and then enable the AnyPay plugin on your WooCommerce install. That's it. And now you're taking crypto. Like, we're talking 5 minutes, 10 minutes if you're slow.
Ooh.
About, yeah. And it's free to do it, too. There's no cost to you as the business owner to accept cryptocurrency. So this is a no-brainer. Get that money off the table. Get it into your pocket. AnyPayInc.com. As we continue here, we got Steve. He's on the line in Fort Smith, listening to KFBW. Steve, we've been talking with you about some of the differences that you've you know, been researching the libertarians and that you believe that you have with libertarians on the issues. Specifically, you picked the war on drugs or drug prohibition. And, you know, we've been kind of going back and forth on that. And one of the points that I made that you kind of agreed with was that you didn't really think that somebody's life would be made better by spending 5 years behind bars if they already have a heroin addiction. So you're kind of, it sounds like you're on the same page, right? So, like, would you agree then that
I'm open to, like, the caveat to what I said was, or my thinking is, and yes, we can use big words in Arkansas. I can see possibly the benefit, like, if I was arguing the case to legalize, or not legalize drugs, but decriminalize drugs, I would think that one of the benefits would be that a lot of the violence you see in the drug culture wouldn't be as bad.
That's correct.
Because, now, and listen, you can look this case up. It happened about 18 years ago in Northeast Arkansas. My cousin, his name is Billy Ray Green, or Billy Dale Green, and my cousin, Charles Wayne Green. Yes, they both go by three names. That's never a good thing.
yeah.
They
Too bad they didn't take out a president. That's what those guys usually do.
they were the local guys that you bought your weed from. I mean, that they lived out in the middle of nowhere. They grew a bunch of it, and that's where you went. And a guy, and I can't remember their name, but he stole 10 marijuana plants from their plot. They found out who did it.
Mm-hmm.
They took him to his house and made him watch at gunpoint while they beat his wife and 5-year-old son.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So what you're talking about there is a total example of what happens during drug prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
When it's illegal to grow marijuana, then people get real serious about what happens if somebody robs their grow operation.
Right.
And you have criminal enterprises competing with violence over their territories, just like you did during alcohol prohibition. All the same consequences of alcohol prohibition have been happening with drug prohibition.
And that's something that's really moved me is that, you know, when I realized that alcohol prohibition caused the worst crime wave in American history, and it stayed the worst crime wave in American history until drug prohibition came along and said, hey, prohibition, hold my beer.
Yep. You know, I think a lot of people look at drug prohibition and go, well, I don't want these people to do these drugs, so why would I want to legalize them,
mm-hmm.
right? And the problem with that is that you're trying to determine what's best for other people, and most of the time as humans, we have to make mistakes for ourselves. Anytime you prohibit anything, you put it into prohibition, right? And it's when there is no path of least resistance and you have a disagreement with someone, you can't just take it to court, then what's going to happen? You break kneecaps or you do something like your cousins did. And that's
right.
When you realize that that is where the real problem is in reducing violence, that's when you realize it's like, yo, we just need to let these people do what they want to do, and we need to treat them from a medical perspective, not from a judicial one.
Right. And the older I get, the more I realize that, you know, you can't. The only thing you can control is yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't, like, just like I have two teenagers at home, and I told them what the rules are and what mom and dad want them to do, but they're not. I mean, my son just turned 18. My daughter's going to be 17 in 7 days. They're going to do what they want to do. And mm-hmm. the people that want to go get high and or get strung out, I mean, they were probably going to do that whether it's legal or not.
Right.
So I can see both sides, but I come from a place of the drug culture has always been such a bane for me mm-hmm. personally. And so it's hard for me to make that leap and say, well, maybe we need to decriminalize it and see what it looks like because I've known too many people.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
It's hard for a lot of people.
You've known all these people, and the whole time it's been illegal. So, like, all the people you've known about, all the terrible stories you've known about, they've all happened despite the fact that they've been facing potential prison time for their habit. And so the fact that it has been illegal has not helped this situation in any way, shape, or form. It is making people's lives worse. It makes the addicts' lives even more difficult because now if they're an addict and they get busted, well, now they're an addict in jail, and they just lost, if they had an apartment, they just lost it. If they had a job, they just lost it. And so now they're going to get out of jail. They don't have a job. They don't have a home to go to. And so that's probably not going to result in them making better choices the first thing they do when they get out of jail. They probably want to go and get high first things first.
Right. You know, and there are, like I said, there are things that I agree with you guys. But, you know, I believe in less government. I believe we should have more liberty to do. I mean, that's why we came to this country. I mean, my family has been here since the 20s, I guess.
Well, ending prohibition is a less government or a small government position because it basically says, hey, if we're going to have a government police force, they should be focusing on crimes that have a victim. So let's have them looking into rapes. Let's have them looking into murders. Let's have them looking into arson, property crimes, destruction, theft, things like that. That's, if you're going to have a police force, what they should be spending their time doing, not going around and looking for Bobby Joe who's got a marijuana grow operation or somebody cooking up some, you know, meth in their kitchen or whatever. Because if you legalize the drugs, then you see the meth leaves the kitchen environment or the back room and it goes into a controlled manufacturer, you know, some drug company will start to manufacture it and sell it. In fact, they already do. It's called Dixoxin. It is already available through prescription, so it's something that it is already a thing. It would just be, there'd be more of it. The price of it would come down, so you'd see less violence. You'd see fewer people being, you know, knocked over the head and having their wallet stolen.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe that they should just be decriminalized or legalized? Because that's two different things.
That's a distinction,
It's an important conversation to have, yeah.
I personally believe that all of these laws should be repealed at the federal level,
mm-hmm.
because the federal government has no say over common crimes. That's not their purview. And I would like to see them repealed at all levels, but it should at least be devolved to the states, because it's not a federal issue.
I think I like the term that you came up with, nobody, depenalization. So instead of decrim or legalization, which entails regulation, depenalization, just make it so the market can decide on these things. Good conversation,
but
Steve.
We
got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not doing any more shutdowns. We did the shutdown, and now we're doing the opening, and there won't be any more shutdowns.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Thursday, the president now holding one of his Keep America Great rallies, this one being held in Michigan. The battle over a new coronavirus stimulus bill is locked in a stalemate. That's after the Senate failed to advance a Republican bill on Thursday.
The national debt is already the size of our economy for the first time since World War II. We're not going to squander funds here. We want to narrowly target the needs of the American people. That's what this vote is about.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky speaking there on Fox News. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says many Republicans don't want to pass any bill.
20 Republicans want to spend nothing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Tomorrow is the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Director of the 9/11 Memorial Museum, Alice Greenwald, says the annual ceremony will still be held, but with some added safety measures.
It is an unusual year, but what was never in doubt was whether we would commemorate. That was a given.
Families of victims will be allowed to visit in the morning with hours for the general public in the afternoon. Greenwald says despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, holding the ceremony is still important.
The community coming together and saying, this means something to us so profound, we must have it.
The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits last week stayed unchanged from the week before at just over 880,000, suggesting the labor market recovery has lost some steam. The total number of people filing unemployment claims since March is just under 30 million people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Nobody, and Tyler in the studio here tonight. I could have kept Steve on for the rest of the hour. I mean, we can talk forever about this particular issue.
Right.
Nobody and I are a bit of subject matter experts on drug prohibition, and it's one of my favorite, least favorite issues.
Right.
I wish it would just disappear, but in the meantime, it is something that people do need to talk about, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about it. And there is something that I think that is worthy of taking a closer look at, and that is the experiment that they've been engaging in Portugal for the last 15 plus years now.
Yeah.
Where they actually did decriminalize the possession of small amounts of all drugs for the individual. So it's not legal to sell the drugs to the individual, technically. Obviously, they got to get them somehow, but it's still not legal to do that. But if they're caught, if an individual is caught with a little bit of heroin, a little bit of LSD, a little bit of, you know, whatever,
right,
then what happens usually from the research we've done is there still is a legal process, which I don't support there being, you know, any kind of force. But again, it's decrim. So decriminalization just means they've removed some of the criminality from possession and or sale or whatever.
Right.
And so in these cases, they are usually issued some sort of a summons I believe the drugs are usually confiscated from them. So even though they're sort of allowed to have them, they're also not allowed, but they're not going to go to jail.
Yeah.
They're not going to leave the encounter in handcuffs. They're going to leave with some sort of a date for a class or whatever that they have to take.
Right.
Now, I don't agree with that. And this kind of goes back to what you said earlier, Tyler, where, you know, you said it's a health issue. It should be treated as a health issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what they're doing in Portugal, and they've had tremendous success as far as the number of addicts in Portugal has gone down dramatically, and it went down quickly. And that's not because they're all killing themselves, because now they can, you know, dose up as much as they want.
Right.
It's because they the black cloud, the stigma that hangs over people, that they don't want to be honest with folks about their addiction because they don't want to get in trouble. Well, now if there's no jail time surrounding the use of these things, now they might not be as afraid to say, go to a doctor or go to a family member and say, hey, I've got this problem. Can you help me? Can you help me with it?
Right.
And so they are getting help.
Yeah. Going back to what Steve said too, right at the end, just to tell him my stance. I mean, I understand, you know, legalization, decriminalization, they're very distinct. Legalization to me, like you said, Ian, it brings up regulation and it gets the government's hands in it, right? Like, I don't think that we should
it
have.
It keeps the government's hands in it. It just changes their role. Instead of raiding, everybody and throwing everyone in prison, now they're only raiding and throwing in prison the people who won't get licenses. So they are still busting marijuana.
Or not licenses because they're not in the club.
They're not, or they're a felon or something like
right,
that.
Right. I can't sell weed because illegally. In most of the legal states, because I've been convicted of selling weed. You know,
right.
They wouldn't want to give that job to the kind of person who would do it.
The guy that has the experience cannot legally do it.
Yeah. Well, and when they legalize marijuana, like in Colorado and Washington, you see a lot of people that they were ahead of the game. They got the paperwork set up, and then they created these huge growth operations. And then 5 years later, they're still driving the same pickup. They live in the same house. They didn't make a bunch of money off it just because the government came in and just taxed the bejesus out of them right off the bat. And you also see a lot of instances where there were people that were in the illicit marijuana trade that when they legalized it, they didn't get their opportunity to go legitimate because there were people with money who had talked to the politicians and greased some elbows and got in first. You know, and that's what happens when you try and legalize something. We don't need Bayer trying to give us advertisements about how we should all be taking meth, right? Like, I don't want to see that on TV. So I'm very much a decriminalized stance.
Yeah, I like decriminalization, but all the way, which is why I like nobody's term of depenalization.
Yeah.
Meaning that there should be no criminal penalty whatsoever, but there also should be no regulations.
Yeah.
So let the marketplace decide.
And there's a third thing, which is the fact that you were on drugs is not an excuse for any actual crime
that's right.
You may have committed.
Right.
So it's not an excuse to be drunk, and it's not an excuse to be on anything else.
Exactly. That I think is an error that the AA people made, and it's been carried over, that they would intercede with judges and say we think we can help this person. Well, good, but if he's done some harm, he needs to make right for that.
Absolutely.
One of the big problems, too, is that addiction is seen as a disease, but really it's a symptom of a deeper disease, and it has to do with mental health. A lot of people don't realize that addicts aren't addicts, typically, I should say, because I'm not a doctor, but addicts aren't addicts because they have this biological difference in their brain that just makes them really want this stuff. A lot of it comes from trauma, and a lot of it comes from their childhood or their upbringing or past experiences, and they're just trying to drown out whatever it is that's haunting them.
And for some people, it's not the past, it's the current. It's just being in a crappy situation, maybe at a job they don't like, with somebody that they don't love anymore, or whatever. The situation is just dismal, and it looks bleak on the horizon, so a lot of these people will use drugs in order to escape from their current circumstances.
Definitely.
And there have been studies that have been done about this, and not just in humans, but also in rats, for instance, that proves this.
Yeah, there was a brilliant study, the first study that they used to justify the drug war was one where they would put rats in cages and they'd give them two water bottles, one with just water and one would be water with cocaine or heroin in it. And invariably these rats would hit the cocaine or the heroin until they OD'd and died. Well, and that was the justification for the drug war.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came along and did another experiment later that they called Rat Park. And instead of putting 120 rats in 120 cages, they put 120 rats in one big cage. And they put in some rat toys and some rat girls that they could chase. And, as a result of that, what they found was although they would occasionally go to the medicated water bottles, or poison water bottles, depending on how you want to think about it, they didn't do it to the point of obsession, and they didn't do it to the point of death. They didn't have a single OD in the rat park.
And
are less simple than rats.
But not that much more complicated.
We're more likely to be broken for reasons that aren't obvious.
Yeah. But what they were suggesting with that study is that when the rats had something to live for, meaning fun activities, you know, a social circle, things that are happening, and live their little rat paradise, then they were less likely to be drug addicts. Whereas if all they had was just some boring cage, and that was their entire lifetime, and all you got is, you know, what the only way out is to nip on the cocaine water, then that's what they did until they died.
Nobody wants to escape from a life that's working for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so there have been studies that have been replicated like that with humans. And I forget the guy's name. I think it was Carl Bott.
Is this the guy who wrote Chasing the Scream?
I don't remember. It's a black guy with like dreadlocks, but he's a doctor, and he did a study on human beings, and he looked at a group of people that were brought into like a hospital kind of sterile environment, and they were given like the biggest crack rock or meth rock that they, you know, just pure crack, like the best lab grade quality, like the best blue meth kind of level.
Where can I sign up for
quality product?
You got any more of that?
and they were told that they could either have the meth today and get high.
Yeah.
Or they could forgo having the meth, and they would get $20 per day that they forgo, you know, the drugs, that they would be added to a credit. So they wouldn't be given the $20 at the end of the day. They would be given it at the end of the study, which was 3 weeks down the road.
Right.
And so they wanted to see how many – and these were like – the hopeless addicts that they brought into this study. It wasn't just the average person off the street. They brought in already drug-addicted people just to see what would happen. And it turned out that when they were given the proper incentive, it wasn't $5 a day, but 20 was enough to make them think, okay, this is worth waiting for. And they actually, a significant number of them, withheld and chose to not take the crack or the meth, and instead wait for the cash payout at the end of the time.
Right.
Just to see, you know, are these people really hopelessly addicted? Turns out, no. If they have their incentives changed, then the addiction washed away.
Yeah.
Right? So, again, did they have something to live for?
Yep.
And the people that don't are much more likely to become addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
I'm just another dopeless hope fiend.
Right. So, and again, forcing people into medical treatment is also not the answer. So forcing them into a prison cell doesn't help, and forcing them into medical treatment if they're not ready for it doesn't help them, and it definitely doesn't help the people who are in treatment that want to get help, because then you get somebody coming in there that doesn't want to be there, and that brings all kinds of other problems. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is where you can bring up, again, whatever you want to discuss. We've got news, by the way, to talk to or talk about tonight. Tyler, you've just got a story about China and the Disney Corporation, and I think we should probably get into that, unless you guys have more to say on the war on drugs, which you may or may not. So, if so, go ahead.
I mean, I'm sure I'll have more to say in the future, sure, but I don't have to get it out now.
All right, fair enough.
We could talk about that all night.
Yeah. The cows come home.
Let's move on. If you got the story pulled up, Tyler,
yeah,
on this thing.
From naturalnews.com, Double-Faced Disney threatens pro-life state of Georgia, yet ignores Chinese human rights abuses. Okay. So, it goes on.
Are we talking about Georgia, the nation?
No, Georgia, the state.
The state of...
So, okay, I think it happened last year, gotcha, right? Yeah, Disney refused to do any filming in Georgia because they're a pro-life state, and they recently enacted some laws against abortion. So, Disney decided that they weren't going to do any filming there. But they seem to have no problem with China. So,
even though China is locking people in concentration camps.
Right, yeah,
and
the Uyghur
harvesting
Muslims.
Harvesting their organs for sale on the international market.
Right.
Allegedly. But I'd say there's probably some, you know, it makes sense that they would do that.
I think they're actually admitting to that.
Really?
Yeah.
That, ooh.
At least that they've done it.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do about it? You going to invade?
Wasn't Planned Parenthood doing the same thing here, right? With, like, fetus parts or something? I feel like that was a thing.
Yeah, fetus parts. The only difference is these are like, full-grown adults.
Right.
You know, they go to sleep in prison and they wake up with no liver.
Yeah. Yeah. The article goes, Disney offered special thanks to 8 government offices in China's Xinjiang province, the site of human rights abuses against the Uyghur minority. In the credits of the last movie, Mulan, among the offices thanked in the credits was the Turpin Municipal Bureau of Public Safety, which was responsible for detaining Uyghurs in so-called, quote, re-education camps.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Ooh.
So Disney's just going to go out and put it right on the credits. It's like, these are our boys right here. Thanks for letting us film here. Previously, Disney threatened to end filming in the state of Georgia after it passed a law in May 2019 banning abortion when a doctor detects a heartbeat from the fetus. Disney CEO Bob Iger said that it would be very difficult for the media corporation to continue filming in Georgia if the law takes effect.
Huh.
Yeah. And the state offers a tax credit that has encouraged many film and TV productions, which Disney took advantage of when it filmed the movies Black Panther and Avengers Endgame. However, Disney's threat to stop filming in Georgia shows the company flexing its corporate muscle to determine democratic process. So, I mean, their issue with Georgia definitely stems from the fact that they don't like conservative legislation, right? I mean...
They're definitely trying to make some sort of public statement and appease a certain group of people, whoever those folks are. It sounds like the people on the left.
Right.
Now, whether that's because they want to appease the Motion Picture Academy or whoever, because I did hear that they just came out with some, I think it was the Academy Awards, whichever group's behind that, came out with some sort of affirmative action requirements, I think. I didn't look deeply into this story.
Yeah, I haven't read that yet
but
either.
Basically,
but basically,
if you want your movie to be considered for an Oscar, then it has to meet these specific requirements of you must hire X number of black actors or whatever.
Right? Figure, right.
So there's a group of people on the left that's a company like Disney would want to appease.
Definitely. And it's just interesting to me that the left has always been the champions of human rights.
Supposedly.
Well, it seemed that way for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now with China, it just seems to be that they're all silent. You know.
Yeah, it's very convenient. And this ties into some other stories we've had as well, like the video game companies who have been basically filleting the Chinese government and letting them do whatever they want to do without question because they want the marketplace. They want to be able to be in that Chinese marketplace where there's a lot of video game players because, well, again, people, to go back to our drug prohibition conversation, people with terrible lives want to escape their lives. And if you're not a drug user... You might be a video game addict.
Yeah.
Some people are absolutely hooked on gaming. And in China, the penalty for being a video game addict is much lower than the penalty for being a drug abuser.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an incentive to go off in that direction.
Right.
So these video game companies, they don't want to be out of that market. And so they have been toeing the line when it comes to the Chinese government.
Well, yeah. And there's a huge market in China, right? China's middle class is larger than our entire nation, you know, its population. So, you know, there's definitely money to be made there. And Hollywood sees that, too. If anyone's interested out there as to why all the blockbuster films over the last 10 years seem to just be heavily CG, low on dialogue, action adventures, it has to do with the fact that Hollywood is trying to market to an international audience. And confusing dialogue doesn't look great on subtitles.
Well, and if they throw in a Chinese actor...
Yeah.
Then it gets, you know, they put that guy front and center in the posters in China.
Right.
And it, you know, it's a much better marketing
aspect.
You
know, it's funny. In China, when they started filming Mulan, originally, I think the lead actor was supposed to be white.
Oh, really?
And that was the Chinese decision. They thought it would appeal to Americans more if they could identify with the main character. And it was American liberals that were like, no, it has to be an all Chinese cast and it has to be authentic and blah, blah, blah. And the Chinese were like, we're just trying to make you happy. But, there definitely, to me, there definitely seems to be some bias here. The article goes on...
They should have brought in somebody from the Wu-Tang Clan.
There you go. That would have evened things out. This latest instance was not the first time the live-action Mulan, a remake on the 1998 animated movie, landed in hot water. Oh, I think this is going into what I was talking about. Its lead actress, drew flak after she expressed support for Hong Kong police, who were accused of violence towards protesters in the special administrative region. Liu's comments prompted calls to boycott the movie on Twitter using the hashtag Boycott Mulan hashtag. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong summed up a good reason not to watch the live-action Mulan film in a tweet. Patronizing the movie is tantamount to, quote, turning a blind eye to police brutality and racial injustice.
Wow.
And being complicit in the inhumane imprisonment of the Uyghurs.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Yeah, no. It's interesting that you know they're saying the same thing in Hong Kong that they're saying in Kenosha. You know, about police brutality and racial injustice. None of this is uniquely American.
No, and it's going on all over the world. You know, I mean, it was happening in South America. It's happening in Europe. And it's just, you know, it's crazy to me that the same people that allow these corporations to play this game and they choose not to look through the veil. You know, it's really sad because the entire thing that's going on with, like, you know, Hollywood and these companies is that they're trying to appease their consumer base, but they're willing to give up what – it is that the country that they were even founded in allowed them to do in the first place, right? Freedom of expression. And then they want to censor the things that they're trying to put out, and they don't seem to care. You know, there's a lot of, like Mark Cuban was asked, because he owns a basketball team, I think, and he was asked, what do you think about what's going on in Hong Kong? He's like, I don't want to comment on what's going on in another nation. Right,
oh,
because all of
this,
you know, because the NBA's pretty much ran by the Chinese now.
Isn't
he supposed to be like a conservative of some sort?
Well, yeah, he's supposed to be a free market activist. I mean, he's a venture capitalist. You would think that he would care about the things that this country afforded him, right?
Yeah. Well, he bought a basketball team. Now he's tied in with the NBA,
right.
And we've seen them. They're just like the video game companies. They are also appeasing the Chinese government. And so if he wants to stay in their good graces, he's got to keep his mouth shut.
Yep. Yeah. It's kind of scary when you think about just the fact that, you know, these companies are placating to these, not the people's demand in China, but the government's demand.
Right?
Right.
We don't know what the people think.
Right. And these same companies are lobbying money to Congress to pass legislation they approve, and that should bother us. It's like, well, if you're willing to appease China, then how far are you willing to take that? Are you going to start lobbying for things that China also wants you to lobby for if your
Great
money's
point.
Tied in with them? Yeah.
Yeah, how far will you let them push you?
Exactly. And it's getting, you know, ridiculous, if you ask me, especially just because of the hypocrisy alone.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, it is not a bad thing to have a global marketplace, but when you start kowtowing to what the government gangs want you to do, then you become their bitch, and your product changes based on what government goons are telling you to do, and that's not what the people who are buying your product actually want.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if we could redirect part of the left, like get them working on establishing a high minimum wage in China. You know,
right? Maybe they should actually care about the human rights of this other country. Yeah, exactly. Disney's refusal to acknowledge human rights abuses in Xinjiang, where Mulan was being filmed, even thanking the local government bureaus responsible for imprisoning Uyghurs in concentration camps, clearly shows that it sold itself out for a foothold in the mainland Chinese market.
Sure.
Disney joins a number of corporations in America that have thrown away the values they originally stood for in order to gain access to Chinese customers. Once they have done so, they pander to the diktats of the Chinese authorities because they fear losing a big chunk of revenue from this profitable customer base.
Well, I don't know what the values they originally stood for was.
Yeah,
but
that's
Disney,
fair.
Anti-Semitism, and pederasty mostly.
Toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got another update for you on Burning Man that was not supposed to happen, then did happen because some people went anyway.
Ooh.
And we'll tell you what the official Burning Man viewpoint of that is on the way here in moments. Hour number three coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.